Okay, so Sheni of Balak continues the motif of Rishon, which is Balak's attempt to involve Bilam in the Klala and the Kava and the Ara of the Jewish people, Bilam's refusal, but as Rashi notes, in a very, let's say, ambivalent way, Kimein Hashem, Titila Lochimachem, right, strongly implying that, if Balak would up the ante and, Shloach Sarim, as he does, Rabbi Menichwadim Eila, right, the result might be different. And Rashi, again, this is rooted in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, so it's a good opportunity for us to think about it together and then to move on to the question of, Bechira Chafshis, which is classically dealt with at the end of the Aliyah. So Rashi points out, based on the Mishnah Avos lurking in the background, that this is a reflection of Bilam's, Ruach Kivoa and the Nefesh Rechava, right, that he has, he's arrogant, number one, and number two, right, the taiva for mammon, yimitein li balak, malove so kesef izahav, so that's the nefesh rechava, the taiva for mammon, and kavod for that matter, and the ruach kavoa is the arrogance per se, and then to fill out that ignominious triad, right, the ayin ra'a, right, the idea of not looking at things in a favorable way, but being able to discern that which is deficient, right, the Gemara Masechta Brachos in the first parak said that's Bilam's koach. We'll get a little bit later on in the week into the question of, was Bilam really a Navi, or is the Ramban thinks primarily just a kosem who experienced a momentary nevuah. It's really machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. But the Gemara Brachos takes the position that Kel Zoein B'chol Yom, that Bilam's koach was in a Yodea L'chavein O'Sashah, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Nisrages Bo. And that's not, complimentary of a person to be able to know when somebody is, angry, to sort of see the negativity or to be able to discern that negativity and to strike, during that opportunity, quote unquote, is a reflection of an ayin ra, right? A person with an ayin tova, sometimes to a fault, will see things about a person or in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's case, an entity or a being in a very positive, way. That's a reflection of a person's, Don Kol Heavy Don Kos Kol HaAdam LeKav Sechus, and looking at things positively and favorably, and not, the opposite, which of course, has really come to define, what Bilam is. So that's the Ayin Ra'a, and here we see again the Ruach Givoa, Mein Hashem the Titila Aloch Imachem the Gaiva, and also. Imitin Livalak, Meloveso, Kesef Izahav, and we'll talk more about the Nefesh Rechava in terms of Bilam and the Aton, which is the subject of Shlishi. And of course, the Talmida of Shal Avram Avinu, Avram is the natural contrast to Bilam, right? They're from Aram Narayim, it's the Aton, it's the Chamor, it's the Shnei Na'aravimo, right? Avram is willing to go on the Akedah, or the Ava is Mekalkelas Asashura, and Bilam is the Sinah Mekalkelas Asashura. Right, they're really opposites of one another. Avram is all about submission at the Akedah. Atayadati kirei Elokim atav lo chasachtas binchas yechidecha. And Bilam is all about, repudiating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will or trying to, overturn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, which brings us to the segue to the end of the Aliyah. Yim likro lecha ba'o anashim kum leich itam. Right, this is what, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and Achilek refers to as chutzpah klapei Shmaya, right? It was a chutzpah for Bilam to ask again, but he did. The Gemara in the Sanhedrin as well talks about, b'derech shadam rotza leilech ba molichin oso, right? The idea of bechira chafshis. Rashi says, and this is really where you see the, Avram Avinu contrast very strongly, that Bilam was still, holding out hope that, he would be able to be, to negotiate his way, into being Mekalo, the Jewish people. V'afal pichin v'yilech Bilam, says Rashi, Amar Shema afatenu v'yisratza, right? I can somehow twist God's arm into it and, he'll approve of the mission. So that, again, two very different approaches. One is really doubling down on the Bechira Chafshis. If, Bilam wants to go, Yim l'kro l'cha ba'lo nishim, kum le'chitam v'achas adavar asher adaber lecho so saseh, on the one hand, and then Rashi's approach that, Bilam was hoping to be able to, continue to negotiate. So the opposite of Avram was about submission and surrender and understanding, Vayar Samako Merachok, I'm not going to understand this, but I have to submit. Bilam was thinking, okay, I'll negotiate, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, but Lo Ben Adam Hu L'Nachem, but maybe, he'll... if I can make the argument in the right way. It's a very audacious and arrogant position to take, relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a third approach, which is the approach of the Ramban, Yim likro lecha the Ramban inserts the word basically bilvad. Im likro lecha ba'u anashim, im likro lecha bilvad ba'u anashim. If they just want you to come, then kum lechitam, because there's an opportunity kavayachol for kiddush Hashem. The Ramban uses language that the Navi Hagayim, which is telling, because the Ramban doesn't generally refer to Bilam that way. He thinks it's more like a kosim than a Navi. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Navi Hagayim to bless the Jewish people. And all he wanted Bilam to do at this point was, Im likro lecha ba'anashim kum lechitam be'achas hadavar asher daber lecha oso sa'asa, that tell them, right, very directly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may want me to bless the Jewish people and we're just going to carry out God's will. But of course, Bilam was unwilling to do that. And that was, in the Ramban's judgment, not only a reflection of his arrogance, but it's also a terrible chilul Hashem, because it gave everybody the impression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had changed his mind, right? You know, the previous delegation, you know, Bilam has to say, you know, Vayakum Bilam Baboker, Vayom Rel Sarei Velak, Lechul Arzachem, Kimein Hashem, Lesiti La'alochim Achem, right, that God's, you know, not in favor of this, and all of a sudden, right, he's im likro lecha ba'anashim kum lechitam ve'achas hadavar asher adaber lecha oso sa'asa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a ben adam l'nachem. So Ramban says that Bilam created a terrible chilul Hashem when Hashem allowed him to go, but Bilam not explaining in very, very clear terms that he's just going because it's a fulfillment of the Ratzon Hashem, that he should give a bracha to the Jewish people, and it's consistent, you know, with what was said before, you know, lo teleichim ahem, lo ta'or et ha'am, ki varuchu, that if they wanted you to give a klala, then you're not going, but if you are going to go in an open-ended way, and even to give a bracha, then from the Ramban's point of view, Hashem's not changing his mind. On the contrary, it was the Ratzon Hashem that the Navi Agayim would give a bracha, you know, to Klal Yisrael. But Bilam's withholding that information, or at least, you know, in some sense suppressing that information, was a reflection of his own arrogance, that he didn't want to own up to the fact that he was Biyad Hashem. And moreover, it was an expression of, you know, a terrible Chil Hashem, because it created the impression that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, was flip-flopping on the question of Klala versus Bracha. So again, three very classical approaches, just Bechira Chafshis, Hashem says, I'm not going to compel you, right, Shlach Lecha Anashim, Yivyasir Osaretz Kanan, you know, Einani Me'akev Al Yadacha, Rashi's approach, that Shema Fatenu V'Nisratza, that Bilam still held hope, still held out hope for negotiating, and the Ramban's approach, that it could have been a big Kiddush Hashem for Bilam to go and bless the Jewish people openly. But in the end, Bilam suppressing that information was a terrible chilul Hashem, and that's why, you know, the third aliyah begins with, you know, Vayichar Af Hashem ki holechu, that Hashem becomes enraged because Bilam, instead of using the opportunity for a kiddush Hashem, thanks to his ruach givoa, no less, you know, his ayin ra'a, right, the way of seeing things in a negative light, and his nefesh rechava, his insatiable desires, you know, it created altogether a reality in which, you know, Bilam manifested, l'shitas HaRamban, profound chilul Hashem.